Forgiveness and trust are related, but they are not the same. Forgiveness is the grace-shaped release of a moral debt into the hands of God. It means refusing personal vengeance and entrusting final judgment to God. Trust is confidence in another person's character and reliability. Forgiveness may be extended as an act of grace. Trust normally grows through demonstrated behavior over time. This distinction is important because Christians are sometimes pressured to prove their forgiveness by immediately trusting someone who has behaved dishonestly, irresponsibly, or harmfully. But trust cannot be restored by words alone. Suppose someone repeatedly lies. You may release personal vengeance and genuinely desire that person's good, but it would not be wise to rely immediately on that person's promises. Suppose someone misuses money. You may forgive the person while removing access to financial accounts. Suppose a ministry leader abuses authority. Forgiveness does not require restoring that leader to the same position. Suppose someone has behaved violently. Forgiveness does not require returning to an unsafe environment. Jesus taught both mercy and wisdom. In Matthew 10:16, he said, "Behold, I send you out as sheep among wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Christians are called to be innocent without becoming naive. Trust is ordinarily rebuilt through evidence such as truthful confession, acceptance of responsibility, respect for boundaries, willingness to make repair, consistent change behavior, patience with the injured person, reliability over time. A person who demands immediate trust may not yet understand the seriousness of the harm. A trustworthy person does not say, "If you really forgave me, you would give me the same access as before." A trustworthy person is more likely to say, "I understand why trust has been damaged. I will respect your boundaries and accept that rebuilding trust may take time." Forgiveness concerns what you release into God's hands. Trust concerns what level of confidence is wise in the present relationship. You can forgive someone and still say, "I am not ready to trust you with this responsibility. I need more time. I need to see consistent change. I will not return to an unsafe situation. I desire your good, but I cannot give you the same access you had before." These statements do not necessarily contradict forgiveness. They may express wisdom, truth, protection, and love. Forgiveness can begin in the heart of one person. Trust is rebuilt through the trustworthy conduct of another. Do not confuse grace with gullibility. Do not confuse mercy with unlimited access. Forgiveness releases personal vengeance. Trust grows where truth, reliability, humility, and changed behavior are demonstrated.